You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee.
Lacked coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
On 92.7 FM, WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Okay.
And don't forget to check out the Civic Media app. You can call us there or text us and tell us what you think. We've been getting a lot of texts here.
Yeah.
And Doug out there in St. Francis is starting to get worried because of AI. He says, hey, wait, my job is to point out things you haven't thought about. Am I being displaced by AI? Yes, Doug.
Yes, Doug.
We're
sorry to say yes.
We're quickly moving in that direction.
And Catherine pointed out, you have to teach students that AI itself is not infallible. That's, always have to bring that up because it does make mistakes, as we pointed out.
Yeah.
It's funny pointing out AI's mistakes to AI. Yeah. It's like, it gets very apologetic sometimes.
Does it?
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Okay. It is 7 minutes past the hour. Weather-wise today, beautiful sunshine all day long. Highs in the low to mid-60s. We're in the mid-40s now. This portion of the show being brought to you by our friends at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. They're on Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They are family-owned and community-focused. For 67 years, they've built trust with Madison families, offering personal expert hearing care at reasonable prices. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving quality of life through better hearing. And they're located in an accessible setting. They offer stress-free alternatives to big hospital visits, and they can get you in with fast and flexible appointments. Check them out, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. You can go right there to their website and do an online hearing test to get you started. That's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Phone lines are open. You can call us or text us there, 608-879-8255, or as John mentioned, get the Civic Media app. Download it. It's free to use, and you can call us or text us there. Okay.
All right. Here's something that's kind of bothered me for a long time, and that is that the Democrats keep saying that their messaging in the last presidential election wasn't where it should have been. And I disagree with that completely, and I could be wrong.
Oh, all right. Wait a minute.
No, I could be wrong.
You could be wrong?
They may be right, but I'm not sure. I personally don't think their messaging was unclear and didn't hit the mark. I thought it was right on. But I think that after 4 years of campaigning by Trump with rallies across the nation 3 or 4 times a week, saying that the Democrats' policy is bad, that they were lying to everybody, that he won the election, I think people started at least to question what was before their very eyes. All right. And I think that was the problem that Democrats experienced during the presidential run. That was it. And you have to run for 4 years. That's what I'm thinking at this point, at least with Trump in the race. You got to run for 4 years. Now, all the other candidates are starting to run.
Well, and Trump, unusual though, never been a politician, in that, he threw his hat in the ring. Having never held any kind of political office before, he's a business guy, and not a great one either. I mean, he pretended to be great, but people bought that. And he's a TV personality, with the Apprentice and all of that. So very unusual and just a very odd personality. So I think people gravitated to, this is something completely
P.T. Barnum is what he is.
He's P.T. Barnum.
He really is. And so, everybody criticized Kamala and Tim Walz for their speeches. I agreed with their speech. I thought they were right on the mark. Now, Kamala is thinking about getting back into the race, and I've seen so many posts now, don't do it, don't do it, we don't want you back, all this. What's going on here? All right, anyway, I want to bring this up because Jen Psaki last night had Tim Walz on, and I can predict, and I'm going to tell you right now, with certainty, that we will have a few cuts from that show tomorrow on the program, all right? He had so many great things to say. It was just jaw-dropping. Mm. But also, the night before, she had Pete Buttigieg on.
Yeah.
And he had some incredibly smart things to say. The messaging is there. It's always been there. But now we're looking at it a little more closely, a little more skeptically. But really, Pete Buttigieg is saying it like it is. AOC is saying it like it is. And, of course, and Tim Walz is out there now saying it like it is. So I was going to bring up Bernie Sanders, but, he's been like that for years. why don't we get to a cut from Pete Buttigieg the other day? He laid it out very clearly. The difference between Dems and the MAGAs. Let's listen to this cut.
We have got to make sure that our opposition and everything that we're against, and obviously there is a lot to be passionately against right now, mm-hmm. but it has to travel with a clearer picture of what we are for. Mm-hmm. Because there are a lot of voters who, for whatever reason, and Democrats might be shocked by this, but for whatever reason, did not find any of the things they've seen so far about Donald Trump to be disqualifying. Mm-hmm. And what that means is there's something else that, it doesn't mean they necessarily loved him, but they need to see something more. This is not a question of accommodating things that we don't agree with, or watering down or changing our values. It is a question of making very clear to everybody how your everyday life is different if we're in charge compared to if they're in charge. What your life could be like if wages went up the way that we proposed that they be raised. What we would do with the money if we successfully stopped the tax cuts for the wealthy
right.
that are at the core of Donald Trump's economic agenda. What we think could happen in a country where we had paid family leave and some of the unfinished business of fixing our health care system. It's not just a matter of preserving the Affordable Care Act, as important as that is. It's going the next step to make sure everybody can get and afford health care. All of these things that need to happen, that needs to be as clear a picture as our response to the authoritarian tendencies of this administration. Because the truth is, proto-authoritarian governments don't just come out of nowhere. We would not be in this situation if the government, the economy, and the politics of our country were healthy. They've been unhealthy for a long time. I think everybody knows that. And if my party seems like it's calling for a return to the status quo from before, that will be both substantively wrong and politically it will fail.
Yeah.
There you have it.
I think that's a perfect, clear message.
Yeah. Can't just go after Trump and not offer something else, something
exactly.
better, some future looking, ideas and policies going forward.
Isn't it strange, though, every time I hear a quote from Pete Buttigieg, it's easy to understand, and I always agree with it. I'm sorry.
Well,
he's
got a lot of great ideas, and he's very articulate.
Leaderless fan club now.
Well, that's what studying seven languages will do to you. I guess he's got a way with words.
He really does have a way with words.
Well, he was an intelligence officer as well.
Yeah.
In the military.
So let's get to another person with a way for words, and that is Desi Leidick. Mm-hmm. She's one of the hosts on The Daily Show, and she took a look at this big FAA problem that Sean Duffy now has in his lap.
Oh, boy.
And I think this is well said. Let's listen.
It might be a hassle to get the real ID, but once you get to the airport, your dream vacation can begin.
Frustration and chaos at one of the busiest airports in the country. Close to 900 flights have been canceled into and out of Newark Liberty Airport just in the past week.
Newark Liberty International Airport yesterday and this morning was where dreams were crushed.
To be fair, that is Newark Airport's official slogan. But what's wrong with Newark Airport besides it being Newark Airport?
ABC News learning air traffic controllers lost radar and communications with planes packed with passengers for 60 to 90 seconds. Pilots can be heard learning of the outage over the radio.
No, you do not have a Bravo clearance. We lost our radar and it's not working correctly.
Okay, I'll wait for that frequency from you, okay?
Okay, no, we don't have a radar, so I don't know where you are.
I don't know where you are? So it's chaos in Control Tower. It's chaos in the sky and definitely chaos in the terminal.
Travel chaos at one of America's busiest airports, an eighth straight day of disruptions at Newark.
Baggage handlers overnight to have dealt with what happened here.
People are at their wits' end. Actually, someone just walked by us and says, I'm going to kill somebody. They're so angry.
Unfortunately, the wait time to kill somebody is 3 hours. Now, apparently this whole thing started with a spark from an old copper wire, but that's really just one part of a systemic problem. Crumbling infrastructure, staffing shortages, overworked employees. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, you gotta fix this. So where are you?
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says he too was stuck at Newark Airport.
Oh man. Relatable. We get stuck at the airport. He gets stuck at the airport. We don't know how to run the Department of Transportation. He doesn't know how to run the Department of Transportation.
Oh, my God.
Boy, that's something. Yeah.
How come no one ever reported that? I don't remember anybody saying that. He was stuck there, too.
The fact that they lose radar every once in a while.
Oh, I know.
That's happened a number of times.
Well, she mentioned the end of the copper wire had something to do with it. Short there.
I mean, don't they have windows in these control towers? Why don't they just look out the window where the planes are?
Yes.
Well, try to figure out which plane you're looking at, right?
Right. Yeah.
I think we saw that in Airplane.
Maybe they should help. Yeah.
That didn't work out well.
Let's go to the phones. Lines are open, 608-879-8255. Dick has been patiently waiting here for the last few minutes. Good morning, Dick. What's on your mind?
Yeah, they should probably brush the flies off the radar screen just like an airplane. I got a way that Trump can, you know, this tax cut that's just going to blow up the deficit even more. I've got a way that he can offset the deficit.
Really?
We're going to put a tariff on his mouth, and every time he tells a lie, $1 million goes into the coffers.
Oh, that would be great.
His account.
Yeah. A lie jar for him.
Yeah. And I think we put this tariff on him starting, you know, right now.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And every time he's a falsehood, it's the Trump mouth tariff.
Well, that's great. Wow. Yeah, maybe we can come up with a sound effect for that.
Yeah.
All right, Dick. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
I also have some. This is airport related. What do you got?
Wait. Hang on a second. Hang on.
Okay.
Emergency. Batman speaking. Warning all of you to brace yourselves for big news.
Okay. All right.
This is breaking news from CNN. No Pope has been chosen. They've had another round of voting, and the black smoke is piling out of the chimney right now. Black smoke. No Pope. Okay, that's our John and Gordy Pope Watch. Where's our Pope Watch
music?
Well, the
Cardinals are trying to get their countries to be involved,
right?
And they're not going to back down.
Mm.
That's the holdup here. Now we will
keep you informed with our John and Gordy Pope Watch.
Let's go back to the airports again because Real ID is now kicked into effect, and I understand now they're going to put people through a little bit more of the red tape if they don't have the real ID, but they still will be able to fly.
Okay.
It's just that there'll be a longer wait and a longer process, I guess.
I thought the rule was you wouldn't be able to fly. So
well, they've got a grace period.
A grace period, like what? How many years? 15 years?
Yeah, this was supposed to go into effect in like 2005.
Yeah, it's a long time. But I thought this is a web wisdom.
Okay.
Actually, this is a new place. I didn't check. Do we have what?
I'm afraid we don't have time, John.
We don't have a minute. We don't. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. It's a good promotion for it.
Yeah.
It's a new place that I've discovered called Next Week News.
Next Week News. Looking into the future.
Yes, absolutely. We'll get to that in just a moment about real ID.
All right, we will be back with more of John and Gordy right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7.
Jimmy.
And dig this.
It is 7:22, sunshine today, highs in the low to mid-60s. Right around the corner, we'll be talking to attorney Jim Santel. We'll be discussing the arrest of Judge Dugan and also Governor Evers, a little back and forth with the Trump administration.
Yeah, I almost brought that cut in.
Well, we'll be talking with Jim in just a few minutes. And then a little bit later on, Shondell Marks and Madison Malone, a couple of musicians that are going to be part of a big show to help out the folks and to make donations to Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. That show is going on Saturday, the Al Ringling Theater in Baraboo. We'll find out about that a little bit later on.
All right.
Okay. Oh, it's time to check weather. That's what's next. And it's looking great outside. Let's go to Brittany Merlot.
Brittany was giving you that look. You
like, don't forget about me.
Yeah, exactly.
You're completely
sitting here waiting.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
She's very patient, and we appreciate that. Our chief meteorologist for WMDX, Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning. And it's totally fine. I don't have too much to say because the weather is cooperating. I mean, it's a little cooler today, but still very comfortable. Mid-60s, tons of sunshine. The only thing really on the radar is tonight. Wow. We've got some frost possible, probably widespread throughout the area because temperatures fall right to that freezing mark. It flirts with it, hangs out there, and that could do some damage to plants. So if you guys have put any of those in the ground already, you're going to need to cover them up.
Well, the real sensitive ones are sensitive the basil.
Really?
You know, you got to watch out.
Cover your sensitive plants.
Yeah. But
I've got some marigolds. They seem to be quite sensitive.
Are you talking about sensitive parts?
Well, I talk to them, and they kind of shy away sometimes if I get too harsh with them.
You have a soft side. That's adorable.
Well, this guy's out there in his planters putting in flowers.
What's wrong with that?
A different side to Gordy the other day.
Well, I'm starting to get into gardening a little bit in my...
Why didn't I take a picture of that? Oh, well.
Picture it didn't happen. Yeah. Exactly. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, weather's looking good. How long is, other than the frost tonight, how are things looking
for the weekend?
For the weekend. Thank you.
Warmer and warmer. We're going to hit about 70 degrees tomorrow. We'll be in the upper 70s both Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, wow.
And we'll probably hit 80 on Monday.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
In the 80s on Monday.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Okay. I like it.
All right.
All right.
Well, very good. Brittany, thank you very much.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
We appreciate that. We'll check in with you again tomorrow. Have a good one.
Good day, guys.
All right. Take care.
That's our WMDX chief meteorologist, Brittany Merlot.
Okay. And a new site that I found, Next Week News. I don't know how to get there, but
what, it just popped
I accidentally
up?
Got there somehow. And
you
I
built
it was,
a time machine on accident?
And it was kind of a cool site. It's a parody site. Everything they say is a joke. But I do like this one about real ID. Let's play 61. Cut 61. All right, let's play this.
We have a new update from Next Week on how the rollout of the new Real ID program is going in the United States. Shockingly, many of the airports have underestimated not just how many passengers would be unfamiliar with the new procedures and mandates, but also just how many of them are actually experiencing their first day on Earth. This new discovery gives us some more insight into the minds of airport travelers, and it may go beyond a simple lack of understanding or experience with how things work there. A large percent of travelers seem to have no experiences of any kind, at all, when it comes to things like rules and behavior. Thanks to the new mandates, we have some new data now to back this up.
Oh, yes.
In the first week of Real ID, airports across the United States are reporting so far that 14% of travelers did not know why they were there or what they were doing. Another 21% just blew in from stupid town, and a staggering 32% were, in fact, born yesterday.
Okay.
So there it is, the latest from
I've heard that guy
next
before.
Week.
Have you?
Yeah, I forgot the name of his channel that he runs, but I've heard his voice before.
Oh, okay. So he's added another channel. Next Week News is what it's called. I'm not quite sure if you can get there just by plugging it in, but I hope you can anyway. I'm certainly going to check them out again. I just like it.
Excellent.
You know? I like predicting the news.
Mm-hmm.
Such a great resource.
Oh, I know. What do you got?
I was just going to mention, Sam, we have to just be aware that some of our guests may be arriving at the side door over there. So just keep your eyes open.
Keep my eyes open to look through the wall that's between that, the wall, me and that door.
Make sure that we're not leaving him stranded out there. Okay, never mind. This portion of the show brought to you by, I'm sure they'll call us or text us. Okay. This portion of the show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing that remains constant since they opened their doors back in 1958. They are still direct to consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. They have two locations to serve you here in Madison on the east side and the west side, or check out their lifetime comfort guarantee at verlo.com.
All right.
In about a minute here, we've got Jim Santel coming up after the Midwest Food and Farm Report with Pam Yonke. And
I was checking out a few other AM radio stations. You know, they're right-wing radio stations.
You still have an AM radio?
There's some around here.
And sometimes, every once in a while, they go out there and they try to defend their policies by ripping into the Democrats. I guess, you know, they really don't have a way to do the right thing. But one of the big things for them is death threats. They love to play up the death threats. So
really?
If a politician, a Republican, a MAGA gets a death threat, oh, boy, they are the victim of death threats. Like Democrats don't get it. Look, I've been part of this for a long time. This started well before Obama. And when Obama took office, there were so many death threats, it was absolutely ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So now, of course, the Republicans picked up on it on the college circuit. You know, the speakers there had to have high security because of death threats, and that made them very popular. Well, now the politicians are doing it, and I'm talking about you, Derek Van Orden.
Okay.
We got to find something better to threaten them with. You die? Big deal.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy on WMDX. Stay with us.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Legal Clinic. Remember Ed's motto, no matter how big your problem is, we'll take it. No matter how weak your case is, we'll take it. And no matter how large your bankroll is, we'll take it.
Well, it sounds like they'll take it.
I think so.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. A beautiful, beautiful sunny morning.
Yes, and it's going to stay sunny all day. Highs a little cooler than yesterday, mid-60s. For today, this portion of the show being brought to you by our friends at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. They're located at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Fast and flexible appointments, and they offer a family-owned, community-focused business for 67 years. They have built trust with Madison families, offering personal, expert hearing care at reasonable prices. They don't just sell the hearing aids. They focus on improving quality of life through better hearing. Check out their website. You can take a hearing test right there on the website to get you started, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. And again, they're on Cottage Grove Road in Madison.
All right. Our special guest this morning isn't in here enough, as far as I'm concerned. But it is Jim Santel from Amicus Law Review. You can listen to his show on Saturday, 9 to 11, and it is a fantastic program, and you get to call in and ask your questions about law. And every day, there's something new that we always have to talk about. But one of the big topics, of course, in Milwaukee is the arrest of Judge Dugan. And you have that as one of your big stories that you want to pick up on this morning, Jim.
Absolutely, yes, and good to be with you as always. Once again, I think I'm going to be with you, I think, weekly from now on,
based upon
what our new dance card. So very much looking forward to that. Thank you for inviting me. As always, there will never become times when we get together at 7:30 on Thursday mornings, and I say, gee, nothing going on.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about the weather or about the color of the paint on the walls, that sort of thing. And today is obviously no exception. Last week and the weeks before, also many things obviously in the news around the world, in our nation, but locally. This issue is one that comes back to Wisconsin because we have the arrest a couple of weeks ago of a sitting Wisconsin Circuit Court judge. Her name is Hannah Dugan. She, plainly everyone knows, all your good listeners are very attentive to this. And among other things, again, that we could plainly focus a lot on, she's been charged in a criminal complaint, two federal statutes. She's been charged with felonies involving these allegations, again, innocent until proven guilty. There are allegations at this point that she engaged in this activity a couple of weeks ago to basically scurry off one of the defendants appearing in her court in the Milwaukee County Courthouse. That's no small thing, and that is significant. The reason that you, the three of us, four of us, were discussing this even before the insert began here, the segment began here, was just this. It was a decision to arrest. And that is the kind of thing that, in addition to having a complaint, charges, all prosecutors think about after charges have been issued. How do you bring this person into the system? Typically, under situations like this, where the person is not violent, they're not a risk of danger, they're not a threat to flee, that sort of thing. You know what you do? You pick up the phone and you say, you know what? We've got this complaint. What are you doing next week, Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock? And that happens every single day, state system, federal system, even municipal systems as well, in situations where there's not a risk of flight, where there's not a danger to the community. Here, a decision made, presumably, among the Department of Justice entities, including, I would assume, the Department of Justice in Washington, D.C., the Attorney General, and our local U.S. Attorney's Office, that this is someone who had to be arrested coming into work that Friday morning. She was brought into the federal courthouse, as we know from good reporting, reliable reporting, not only handcuffed, but shackled, her ankles shackled as she walked around the federal courthouse, brought to the magistrate judge, and they're released upon a finding that she is not a danger to the community and not a risk of flight. And again, all the circumstances of that, that is the arrest piece of this, in addition to the charging piece, that has me greatly concerned, given what the Department of Justice has traditionally done in every U.S. attorney's office around the country. That should be a source of concern, I believe. I know it's for the two, three of you, but also for your listeners.
Well, I think the big message is send fear and make people just worried that maybe they'll be next.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
Or maybe even normalize the experience.
Right, exactly. And just again, the other part of that implicit in what you just said was, of course, you get this image, this photograph that is sent around the world by the director of the FBI. Mm-hmm. There, too, the messages could not be clearer. And there, too, without going into great detail, from my perspective, a wild, unsupported violation of the Department of Justice internal policy when it comes to statements in the public arena. You just don't do those things. It does not have any legitimate forward-looking purpose in the rule of law. You're doing that simply to embarrass, to intimidate, to send those messages. And I will tell you, for all the years that I was there, that kind of behavior never, ever would have been permitted. Now it's coming out of Washington, D.C.
Yeah, it was an unnecessary event, the Judge Dugan perp walk.
Yeah, and what happens next with that case now?
So coming up soon, the magistrate judge before whom she appeared scheduled a hearing for May 15th. And so, yes, indeed, talking about next week, right? And the purpose of that hearing will be to conduct what's called a probable cause hearing to determine whether or not the charges should continue to be in place. It's entirely possible that at some point here, and actually mandated by our Constitution, that at some point a grand jury has to issue an indictment, if at all, to charge this case. That's under our Constitution.
Wow, okay.
And so that could happen. Lots of things in the next few days and weeks happening in this case. Absolutely.
Well, I understand she has some good representation, two actual Republican attorneys.
Absolutely. And one of my predecessors, a friend and former colleague of mine, Steve Biskupic, former U.S. attorney, and Paul Clement. Paul Clement, obviously not only from Wisconsin, former Solicitor General of the United States of America in the Department of Justice. He is a top, and again, you don't need to even add on Republican, Democrat. He is a superb lawyer and takes cases in all areas. Recently was involved in the Eric Adams matter as a kind of an advisor to the federal district court judge. He is a superb lawyer, and he is now on the defense team, appears before the Supreme Court routinely. She has a stellar defense team representing her.
Talking to attorney Jim Santel, and let's, Jim, turn to the case against Tony Evers and what's happening here, this threat by the border czar, Tom Holman, to arrest and prosecute Tony Evers and his reply. Your thoughts on this?
So, again, this maybe is a part of the Department of Justice's or maybe Washington, D.C.'s general focus on Wisconsin, right? We know that we have been the focus of a lot of attention politically and in the past several years. And now, within about a week or so after the arrest and the charging of Hannah Dugan, we don't have a governor who's been arrested. We don't have a governor who has been charged here. But what happens is that Tony Evers says, he issues a very benign memorandum to all of these state agencies, which is a part of his duty and responsibility as our governor, right? To tell staff people, okay, if an ICE agent comes, what do you do? And ask for documents, information, or even ask to produce a person. Mm-hmm. What do you do? And again, that's an important issue operationally. Why do you want to know about that? So there's no security or safety issue. It's not perhaps regularized, but you've got a sense of mission here and purpose. And we don't have what happened in the Milwaukee County Courthouse. So what he says basically is somebody comes to your door and asks for information. And the answer is call the lawyers, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Call the attorneys so that they can come in and facilitate the legitimate government purpose in doing whatever they want. And of course, some members of our legislature, state legislature, respond badly to that, saying that he is also obstructing the process of government, which he's not. And then we get Tom Holman, and this is where the issue is. He is the border czar who, as we've spoken about on this program, has previously said about federal judges who we're not going to follow what they say, we're coming. And now he is more than subtly indicated that if Governor Evers pursues his policy here, that he too might be arrested, might be charged for obstructing government operation. It is a wild, allegation unfounded by the four corners of what the governor has done. And again, nothing has happened there, but it prompts Tony Evers also to say, he's got to issue a statement saying, I didn't do anything wrong. I have not engaged in felonious conduct in violation of the federal code. And basically this is just absurdity coming from an appointed official inside the Trump administration.
Yeah, I think what Tony said basically is, you know, just if they ask you a question, don't answer. Right? I mean, that's a very simple policy that I think, you know, it's typical of any government body. You know, you don't speak for the department. If somebody asks you a question, you don't speak for them. You say, well, talk to this person.
Yeah.
That's what you normally do. So if they're going to make a big case out of saying, well, you're trying to block that information. No, it's just that they're not a spokesperson for the department. So if they ask you a question, don't answer it. That's a very, very typical way of dealing with this stuff. And thank God we have Tony Evers in that position because, you know, he's up for election. And there is a Republican running now. His name is Josh Shulman. I have a cut here. This is cut 62. I want you to hear what Josh Shulman would do in the case if he were governor right now instead of Governor Evers. Let's listen to what he would do.
A dispute between President Trump's border czar Tom Holman and Governor Tony Evers continues.
Washington County Executive Josh Shulman says he would have sent a different message. The Republican just announced a run for governor in 2026.
When I'm governor, we will work closely with law enforcement, local, state, federal. They are our partners.
Where would you be standing with the president on this, or would you raise any concerns?
I will absolutely be a partner with him in giving him the resources he needs so that federal law enforcement can do their jobs.
We've reached out to the White House to see if we can talk to Holman about his concerns with this memo. We'll let you know when we hear back.
All right. So anyway, that's Josh Shulman. He'd go along with it. You know, he'd just
be and the reality is, right, you can take everything that the county executive said there and say, yes, we're cooperating with law enforcement. There's nothing about what Tony Evers said, which is lack of cooperation.
That's right.
Advancing the interest and saying, as you just said, John, let's make this orderly. Let's do what we always do. Let's initially, when you get the requests, let's call in the attorneys. They will be the spokespeople. They will be the ones who will give you guidance under the law to accomplish the legitimate goals of the agency, the privacy interests that they have, but also the legitimate interests of law enforcement in executing warrants or even requests for information. That's mm-hmm. that's what's going on here.
Just a couple of minutes left here, Jim. Can you give us an update on the Abrego Garcia case and where that stands?
Sure. Right. And so once again, we have federal judges. I don't mean to make light of this, but their hair is on fire once again.
Yes.
It has been for weeks here. This doesn't end. And just yesterday, the judge, whose name is Judge Paula Zinnes, she's in Maryland, once again had a proceeding. She issued an order commanding more information. Along the way, she confirms that the government is now alleging this is state secrets about Abrego Garcia, mm-hmm. and she is not done. And she and other judges continue to be hugely frustrated by the failure, the decision by the government not to provide information about this case.
Right.
Very good, Jim.
No due process. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Jim Santel, you can listen to him on Amicus Law Review every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks for joining us, Jim. Back
always
with
a pleasure.
Sean Del Marks and Madison Malone to tell us about a big show in Baraboo this weekend. Next on John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Who would not?
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning.
It is 7:52, sunshine today, highs in the mid-60s. It's going to be beautiful today, great all the way through the weekend. There's a big show, John, happening Saturday at the Al Ringling Theater.
Really? I did not know that.
Have you ever been to Baraboo? Have you seen the Al Ringling Theater?
I think I've been through Baraboo a few times. Okay. Yeah,
they have a fantastic theater there called the Al Ringling Theater. It's beautiful.
They do,
there.
Yes. Yes.
I think it's known as the nation's most beautiful theater or something
circus
like that.
Circus theater?
Yes. No, it's not. Well, it's not a circus theater. It's a regular theater.
I know.
Anyway, there's a big show Saturday night.
Yes.
And we have two of the musicians who will be performing at that show this Saturday. It's all to benefit Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. Sean Del Marks is with us and Madison Malone, and mm-hmm. they're both in the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you both here. Shondell, why don't you start out? Who's going to be appearing at this show? What musicians will be there? What bands?
There's three acts for this show. Opening the show is Spare Bones, which is a new band that I'm part of. It's a mm-hmm. trio. We're doing some originals and covers. Next up is Madison Malone, all the way from LA. She's doing some amazing things in LA, and we're thrilled to have her be part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Next up is Gold Dust Women, an all-female Fleetwood Mac and Heart cover band.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Wow.
That's the big lineup. Now, Madison Malone, you are you originally from this area?
Yeah, I grew up
from
in Portage.
Portage. Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought.
Yes.
I think I interviewed you 5 or 6 years ago.
I think so, yeah.
The radio station up there. Yeah, so, but you moved to L.A. a while back.
Yeah, in 2016.
And what has happened since you moved out there?
A lot. I've been writing a lot of music. My first project was I was writing music for Celine Dion.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, I think we have a snippet of music to play from... what is this? Can you tell us what cut this is?
Of Quiet Down 2? So I recorded an album then as well, or an EP, really, of songs while I was out there. It's called Quiet Down 2, and it's just about loving who you love.
Okay, let's hear a little bit of that, and then we'll come back.
Quiet down, keep it low. No need to tell them who you are. Wear the mask, they won't know if you love them or him or her. I don't believe that love could be a sin. One
You have a lovely voice.
Oh, thank you.
Madison.
Thanks.
How many CDs have you put out, or how many?
So I'm working on another MP3s. Album. Yeah. I'm working on another album right now, but I also just released an album last week. Oh. excuse me. It is a sync music album. So music specifically made for film and TV. And I recorded that with Tim Myers, who's the founder of One Republic. And that just came out last week.
Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure I understand the concept of that. What is mm-hmm. that?
So sync music is, there are libraries mm-hmm. around the world. Yeah. And Los Angeles is a big city that has, you know, these libraries. And mm-hmm. commercial houses and companies will go to these sync libraries and be like, hey, we're creating a commercial for Nike and we want it to be an empowering, motivational song, something uplifting. Ah. Do you have any music like that? And they'll okay. say, yes, we do. Here's like five songs to listen to. Pick yeah. one. And then they'll put it in the commercial. And so we made 15 tracks just for that reason.
Well, wow. Good luck with that.
Thank
I guess you.
You
make some money on that.
Yeah, yes, that's the goal. We'll yes. see.
Now, Shondell, I know you're in a couple of the bands that are appearing on Saturday night at yes. the Al Ringling yes. Theater. What time's the show start?
Doors are 6:30. Show starts at 7.
Okay. The headliner is the Fleetwood Mac tribute band Gold Dust Women.
Mm-hmm.
You're in that.
Yes,
right?
Along with some other Madison powerhouse
yeah.
musicians.
And it's basically all Fleetwood Mac music, yes?
Fleetwood Mac and Heart. We recently added a little Heart set, because who doesn't love Heart music?
No, I know. Right. I know.
John's a big fan.
I do like Heart.
Yeah, we are. Okay. No, they're great.
I don't like
Eric. Is that sarcasm there?
No. Actually, they're back on, or they were yeah. back on tour recently yeah. with mm-hmm. the
yes.
original, you know, Nancy
oh, yeah.
and Ann
Still
Wilson.
Rocking.
Yeah. We just have a couple of minutes here, but this is all for Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. Can you tell us about their mission?
Yeah. I will also mention that Madison has a great nonprofit called Music Makes a Difference, and they are sponsoring the show. They are all about giving musicians more of a living wage, mm-hmm. supporting the arts, and every show that they sponsor, a portion of the proceeds goes to a local charity.
Excellent.
So
yeah.
for this charity, they chose Hope House of South Central Wisconsin.
Terrific.
And you're also it benefits abuse mm-hmm. victims of domestic abuse.
Very good. The show is Saturday night, Al Ringling Theater in Baraboo.
Yeah.
Tickets available. You can go where? Al Ringling?
AlRingling.org or at the door.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And let's see. So the lineup is, you're in another band there. I want to mention that, Spare
yeah,
Bones.
Yeah, Spare Bones. This is a new project for me. We're doing my music. This is mm-hmm. our debut show. So
oh.
how lucky that we get
did
to.
Did you bring a cut in for that?
No, but I do want to play a cut that Shondell did for John and Gordy's show.
Okay,
oh,
let's
did,
play it.
Did
okay.
one of our jingles
yeah,
here.
Let's
can you play that, Sam?
Let's play it.
I think he's got it there. This one, which we play fairly frequently.
Oh, yes.
This is all Shondell.
John and Gordy on the radio.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no. That's all her.
This
John
is my masterpiece.
John, can we sing along?
Yeah.
In the morning, in the morning, in the morning.
We have a real bass in the room.
We gotta go. Shondell Marks, Madison Malone, big show. Saturday
it.
Night, Al Ringling Theater. Don't miss it. Thanks for coming
thank
in, you guys.
Thank you.
Tomorrow,
thank you.
Rocker and a free ticket Friday, Brewers tickets. Have a great day.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.